Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Firstly, let me wish you a very happy Easter. I'm going to read to you from Luke chapter 24, verses 1 to 3. Very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance, so they went in, but they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. As dawn broke on Sunday morning, the women were determined to get to the tomb as early as possible to anoint Jesus' body. Imagine the shock when they got there to find that it was empty. Their astonishment and surprise was then magnified many times when they saw two men in dazzling robes. They questioned the women as to why they were looking for Jesus in the tomb, because he had risen from death. We cannot be exactly sure where the tomb that Jesus' body was laid was. In Jerusalem, there are two main places that are identified as the possible site of Jesus' tomb, and one of them is in a beautiful garden called the Garden Tomb. I've been there many times, and the guides always take pleasure in telling the visitors that the one completely authentic fact about the tomb is that it's empty. And that's what matters before anything else. Everything in the Christian faith turns on the fact that Jesus rose from death. The Apostle Paul spoke very plainly in his first letter to the Corinthians about the importance of the resurrection. He wrote, "If Christ has not been raised, then your faith is useless and you are still guilty of your sins." In short, if Jesus didn't rise from death, then Christianity is pointless. Paul staked his life on the fact that Jesus was the Son of God and that through his death and resurrection, God broke the power of sin and death. As we thank God for the blessing of Easter, let us praise him that through these amazing historical events, we are able to live a new life, not just now, but for eternity. So let me ask you a question. How would you explain to a non-Christian friend the importance of Jesus' resurrection? And now let me pray with you. Living Lord Jesus, help us to live each day in the light of your resurrection. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which can be accessed at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.